Tonight, Ear the Whistleblower, and oh, as Snowden turns right now in a transit area in Russia. So Vladimir Putin, the president, doesn't consider him to be really in Russia. In other words, Putin is thumbing his nose at America, not concerned about extraditing him to the United States. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney hanging with all of you across this wonderful nation. I'll tell you what, lots of laws and interesting twists and turns that will affect the fates of many in this country, starting with the decision by the Supreme Court that erupted earlier in the day. I say erupted because people went a little berserk over this, not because, okay, here's the Supreme Court ruling, I don't agree with it, or man, this is awesome, I do agree with it. But because it was very divisive, I guess. Here we go again with the 50-50. 54, 50 against. The us's and the them's. They are everywhere. 5-4 was the decision. I'm talking about the Voting Rights Act of 1965. What the Supreme Court decided to do, the main reason for the 5-4 decision that will affect a key part of the Voter Rights Act would be the reason why is Roberts says our country's changed for the better. We're better. We're better. We can take the shackles off. We screwed up, but now we're better. There were deplorable conditions. Congress had to do something 5 decades ago to require that certain parts of the United States could pre-clear changes to voting laws because we couldn't trust them, frankly, to be in charge of the way they voted. And he's referring to the South, mostly southern states. And this was at the height of the civil rights movement when citizens were fighting each other and sometimes cops and others over voting on their chance to vote. And he's right about one thing. The country and the makeup has definitely changed. We have one very, very big problem. And you know what that problem is? We don't know who's here in the country illegally voting. And unfortunately, there is a lot of that kind of shenanigans going on in some of the states that are being picked apart and mentioned as the reason for this big change. So civil rights groups up in arms, they say it's outrageous, disheartening, leaves them just sickened that the Voting Rights Act, specifically Section 5, because that's what it is, the mechanism for the special treatment for some locales, they say has been an important tool in protecting minority voters from governments with a history of setting unfair barriers to the polls. Talking about illiteracy tests or asking people to figure out the number of jelly beans in a jar. Luckily, where I vote, we'd have never been asked those questions. And I hope that now, these days, Roberts is right, that that kind of thing is not happening. We know that there were problems in the past. We understand the reasons for things that happened in the past. We understand the push for the civil rights movement. But is Roberts right? Have things improved? Or is he looking through rose-colored glasses? Some think so. In his ruling opinion, Roberts faulted Congress, said it's your fault for not updating the coverage formula in this last 10 years to reflect what has now happened. So its failure leaves us with no choice but to declare Section 4 unconstitutional. The formula in that section, so you know, says can no longer be used as any kind of a basis for subjecting jurisdictions to pre-clearance. That means no pre-clearance. That means that doesn't have to be an issue. That means states who want to vote on a voter ID card, for example, could do that. Roberts was very quick to say it doesn't make discrimination against voters legal all of a sudden, but it does lift up the reins, the barriers, to some people in some states to make the changes they want to make independently. Let the voters vote on it. So, in the spirit of that, Texas jumps right in. The Attorney General, Greg Abbott, announced immediately that the state's voter ID law takes effect immediately, and redistricting maps passed by the legislature may also take effect without approval from the federal government. That could be worrisome if you just decide to break up districts because it favors voting in one way or the other. Of course, there's a reason for redistricting when it works. In some areas, you have to redistrict. See, this is the problem. It's never 100% across the board. Never 100%. So I think a lot of jurisdictions are going to change the laws and basically say to Eric Holder and the Justice Department, nah, 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 nah. We don't care what you say. We're done. Because now, this is what Roberts is saying in his opinion, we have the right to make the laws that we want to make, and we don't have to clear them with you anymore, federal government. We don't have to do that. So let me give you a great example. Already, 31 cities and counties and the state of Virginia have petitioned to be exempt from preclearance. They've done that the last couple of years. But then you've got other states, like Texas that I just mentioned. They're talking about redistricting maps. They're talking about changing to state voter ID laws, to that you have to have an ID. You just don't show up at the polls. So the president says the ruling is a setback and says that he's going to continue to do everything in his power to ensure a fair and equal voting process. That's the bottom line. What is a fair and equal voting process? How many people are voting? And there's another question. How many people who are eligible to vote in this country vote? So does voting discrimination exist, I think, on all sides of this? I think people who shouldn't be voting are voting and they're illegal. I think people who should be able to vote are dogged and dissuaded and don't have a way to get to the polls, and that's that. I think it's really on both sides of the ledger. People who want to and people who shouldn't be. Senator Kirsten Gillibrand of New York said Tuesday's decision was a devastating blow for civil rights and voting rights. Andrew Cuomo, the New York governor, described it as deeply troubling. NAACP President Ben Jealous called the decision outrageous. What do you think, America? Fair or foul? Does everybody get a fair shake when they go to the polls? Does this ensure it or does it hurt it? 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. We'll let you hear what someone in Washington had to say next. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, June 25th, 2013. Gold opened this morning at $1,287.40. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,321.31, $660.65 for a half ounce, or $330.33 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,321.31, $660.65, and $330.33.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
You've seen them on Doomsday Preppers. You've seen them on network television, Shipping Wars, and the History Channel. Now, the strongest shelters money can buy are here. Atlas Survival Shelters. Made in America from 10-foot diameter galvanized corrugated pipe, up to 11 times stronger than square box shelters, and built to last up to 200 years. And you won't believe the amenities. Atlas shelters contain microwaves, refrigerators, big screen TVs, water tanks, septic systems, bulletproof hatches, and much more. Virtually everything you have at home, just buried 20 feet deep and bombproof. See the amazing Atlas Survival Shelters at atlassurvivalshelters.com or call 1-855-4-BUNKER. That's 855-4-B-U-N-K-E-R or atlassurvivalshelters.com. Financing now available. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
This decision represents a serious setback for voting rights and has the potential to negatively affect millions of Americans across the country. Like many others across the country, I am deeply disappointed with the court's decision in this matter.
They're calling it the war on voting. That was Eric Holder, your attorney general, over at the Justice Department, with his thoughts on what it all means, the Supreme Court halting a big use of a key part of the Voting Rights Act. So now, Congress, game on. The ball is in your court. Can you handle it? 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. Let's go out to Sally in Washington. Hey, Sally, how are you?
Hi, Kate. This is your Gold Star mother.
Yes.
And I just want to say that I'm very deeply disappointed in our Attorney General, who's supposed to represent all of America. And in the eyes of the law, in the United States of America, we're all supposed to be equal under the law. And I see nothing wrong with having to show a voter ID that you are an American citizen. You had to have it to go into the conventions. You had to have it to go to the library. You have to have it on you when the policeman stops you. You have to have ID. And there's nothing wrong. They can go get it. There's, if they want to vote. And we're all supposed to be equal under the law.
You know, Sally, I think that we should show proof too, but man, I get slammed all the time for saying that because of some of the problems with the IDs that that there were some areas where people were turned away. They should not have been turned away. It was disgraceful, and it was in an effort to, you know, rig an election in one district. But it's gone both ways. That's the problem. You know, this is what it is. We're on a seesaw, and for every one thing that happens where you have the Democrats screaming up and down, we see the same thing on the other side. And really, to me, the worrisome part of this is, I am sorry, if you're in this country and you're a wonderful person, but you happen to be here illegally I mean, voting in this country, are you kidding me? I lived in Spain for a year. I was not voting on anything that they were doing in the area where I lived in Madrid. I was not invited to the party. I could read about it. In fact, they had a big election going on, but I was not voting in it. And I know I'm putting that simplistically. It goes much deeper than that, and the roots of this really are deep for many, many people. And there were some horrific things that happened previous to civil rights, previous to the big movement, to some of the change, to people that were good people that shouldn't have suffered some of the things that they suffered. But, you know, then that course, I think, has turned. I hope in this country that we have turned that around. I believe in my heart that we have turned that around. But there are still people that will do what they have to do to rig or cheat or game the system. We're not 100% going to get rid of that. We're not 100% going to do that. So really what the beef is here is Congress, first of all, messed this whole thing up. It really is on Congress's lap, but some people would say it's a judicial overreach. And now this law could be just completely in limbo because in calling for the rewrite of this law, the Supreme Court is demanding that the other branches of government come up with a guarantee of racial equality that reflects where we are now in our history. So that's the question. Where are we in our history? I think we are more polarized than ever. In my lifetime, we are more polarized than ever. When I say us's and them's, I really think it is the us's and the them's. That's why the frustration over Congress, the frustration over the shenanigans that we're seeing with the big, bad, burgeoning government. And listen, I have three very good friends who work for the government. And if only they would come on the show as guests. But trust me, they've seen it. They've seen some of the abuses of power. Two work for the IRS in major hubs. I'll just say in the Eastern Seaboard. So, but we're not talking about the IRS here. We're talking about the government. We're talking about tossing this back to the executive branch and really the legislative branch. So Congress has to update the Voting Rights Act of 65. Because, boy, they sure get a lot of things done. So I guess assigning it to Congress, we can be assured that it will sit somewhere on a table. And maybe it'll turn into 1,200 pages or 12,000 pages. Who knows? That's the disconcerting thing there. But the original formulas were written requiring federal approval of even minor changes in election procedure for some states and jurisdictions. So now that's what we're saying. It's like, okay, because this is what it is. It's an assault on the South. Wow, this happened before. So Chief Justice Roberts is saying, you are big boys and girls now. I'm proud of you. You've changed some things here. So we can lift this key provision. We can do that. And we can pull that out. And I feel pretty confident that you can get it together, lawmakers. You can do it. And you can, Mr. President, and you can look at history, and you can jump across party lines, and you can fix this thing. Right? The most recent reauthorizations of the Voting Rights Act, guess who they were signed by? Republican presidents, Ronald Reagan and George W. Bush. In 2006, not one, I'll say it again, not a single senator voted against the current version, while fewer than three dozen members of the House did. So they didn't want to get involved in this. They didn't want to do that. They didn't want to break it. Now what will happen is they're not going to want to break it again because we are so divided politically in this country. And could Congress have more gridlock? Are you kidding? If you ask me where the most traffic is, it used to be Los Angeles, I would say. or Houston on a bad day, Houston, Texas, but I'm going to say Congress. I mean, we are so incredibly gridlocked there. So now you have sensitivity, you have difficulty with this, and I think you have such a crazy, over-the-top, hyper-partisan environment on the Hill. Nothing is happening here. Nothing's happening. I'm going to save the tape of this show, which is probably being taped somewhere, so it could be saved for me someplace else, and I'm going to roll it back out. We'll roll it back out in six-month increments, and I guarantee nothing will change. We can do it down the line for 3-4 years, and it will not change. Congress isn't going to do anything with this. They can't do it. They're not going to rewrite this. There's absolutely no way. It's going to sit. It's going to sit. So for some states, the good news is if they were trying to push some version of the the voter ID laws, which they feel would be fair, where you have to show ID, okay, boom, here's my driver's license, here's whatever. I mean, really not being flippant, but in my world, I am constantly asked for ID. I guess the rest of America, I guess most of you perhaps fall into that category, are not asked for IDs. I can't tell you how many times I'm fumbling around. You know, the Bank of America, to me, they almost, it's like a stick-up when I go into the Bank of America, because I am asked for 50 forms of ID. I'm not kidding you. So everywhere, and I'm not making light of this because I think this is very serious, but everywhere I go, I am consistently asked for that. So are you consistently asked for that? And my biggest problem is my concern, is this is not a one-way street. There are people, and I know of people, and we have had those people on this show who were twice we did this. We had somebody on the show who was illegally in this country, and they voted. They voted. Something's not right about that, right? But the people who are here legally should be able to vote. We got to get this right. Come on. Aren't we doing better anywhere with this? I would like to think so. Stay with us. Coming up on the flip side, we're talking to one of my favorite lawyers next.
Would you like to be able to disappear, to be invisible to the NSA and Obama spying thugs? Fortunately, there are still a handful of people carrying the torch for freedom and privacy. My friend Chris Peterson is one of them, and he made a video at privacyradio.com that you need to see right now. He'll teach you how to communicate privately, take your identity off the grid, and even disappear forever. Go to privacyradio.com now to see for yourself. Hurry, though. It's just a matter of time before Obama's minions have him shut down and this information is lost forever. privacyradio.com.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel body armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine. Has a 100-year shelf life and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Micro Plant Powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with Micro Plant Powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called Nuka. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle, actually absorb, providing nutrients, targeting the problem area. Between Nuka and Nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Sugar Boy called me last night. She said, this girl called him. She said, can I come over? She said, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Tonight, well, we love this guy. He comes on with us each and every month. He's terrific. He is no stranger to hot opinions. Lawyer Mark Stevens. He specializes in DWI, and we've learned a lot of interesting things about that. And you can go to his website, byebydwi.com, to find out more about Mark. But he also certainly is up on other things legal. Mark, thanks for joining us again here in America Tonight.
Thanks for having me, kid. I appreciate it.
So the one of the big things that people are following, and this is because it's been over a year now, is what's going on with George Zimmerman, and his trial just started. They just went through the opening arguments, and that's for the killing of the teenager, 17-year-old Trayvon Martin. We've seen some kind of crazy things that have happened, some cursing that went on, some cracking jokes, and I was thinking, you know, maybe if you're an attorney on either side of this, you're trying to think of ways to break the ice or do something different, because after
all, there's better ways to do it than that, I think, you know.
I think so, too.
And you know, a lot was made of the prosecutor using some, you know, kind of salty language in his opening, but that's a little bit different because he was quoting the defendant and saying these are the words that this guy says. He's trying to paint a picture of the defendant. And the defense lawyer gets up and tells a knock-knock joke that was really just bad, just flat-out bad, a bad way to start the case. And, you know, why put yourself in that kind of hole? It was just kind of a crazy thing to do.
Yeah, I think so. The other thing is, heading into this, six women on the jury, because in Florida they don't do 12, they do six. Handicapping it from afar, and of course you and I weren't there through the whole selection process, but is this good or bad for Zimmerman?
Well, you know, I don't think that is as good or as bad or definitely one way or the other as people make it out to be. You know, both of them participate in the selection process. Obviously, they have peremptory challenges. And, you know, these could have been the best six people for him, not good people for him. You just don't know without knowing their backgrounds and how they answered the questions, if they answered any questions affirmatively and how the voir dire went with them. You know, I don't think he can typecast, oh, he wants all male jurors, or the prosecution wants all female jurors or anything like that.
Yeah, if it's, you know, somebody asked me this the other day, and I figured you were coming on, so we'd clear this up, since I talk about juries a lot on the show, and you and I went through that one time when you were on the air. Can you really get a jury of your peers, especially when people are trying to think of any reason they can to opt out of jury duty? I hate to be cynical, and you're on the side of this where you're constantly dealing with it. Can we get a jury of our peers in this country?
I think so. There are so many people in the pool sometimes that, you know, you do find people that want to serve on the jury or that are not reluctant not to, if you will. You do find people that are trying to get out of it, but once they're chosen, will do a good job. You know, once they're in it, they're there to do the job. You know, somebody who definitely does not want to be there, you want to try and get them out of there. You don't want them making up their minds until they've heard the evidence, because some of them, if they're in a rush to get out of there, they may find the defendant guilty just because they want to get out of there quickly. But I don't think there's any formula to it or anything like that as far as gender goes or race goes or anything else. I think that, you just try and pick a good mix of people is good. It is kind of different that they only have six there, but.
Yeah, I think it is very different that they only have six. When you in the jury selection, I know it's different from place to place, and of course you're up there in New England. But after so many times, you know, you get a notice in the mail, you ignore the jury summons. They can come after you after that, can't they?
Yeah, they come and arrest you. Actually, so it's not a good thing. If you get one of those in the mail, don't ignore it. I mean, go in and make your case if you have an excuse, but. Don't ignore the thing, because they have can take a dim view of that.
All right. You don't want to get arrested. We're speaking with Mark Stevens. He's an attorney, and we're kicking around a couple of different things. The thing that happened today with the Supreme Court, and a lot of decisions are being handed down. This time, a big one, 5-4 decision that struck down the Supreme Court said that key parts of the Voting Rights Act of 1965 aren't valid. 1965. So now this prevailing opinion kind of leaves it to a divided Congress, because it gets kicked back to Congress, to revise the law so that it's constitutional, I guess, in the minds of the majority of the justices. Were you surprised by that ruling or nah?
Yeah, I was. Not too much, that a court does can surprise us, but that one has been the law so long and has become sort of the fabric of voting in this country since the civil rights movement in the 60s, that really was a surprise that was overturned or struck down, or portions of it were struck down. And now, like you say, it goes back to Congress, and you can see how smoothly things go there to redefine it, if you will. They can't seem to agree on much. So, that really was a surprise. Most of the votes, are 5-4 one way or the other on most important things now. But that one really... That one really caught me. I was surprised by that one, the way it came out.
And we're expecting tomorrow that we'll hear on a couple of big cases that have to do with gay marriage that could have rippling effects across the nation. Could even affect some of your clients. You never know, because sometimes this touches you in different cases. Which way do you think the court will go on this?
I don't know. It's hard to guess what they're going to do anymore. Sometimes they'll come out with a 9-0 opinion and just shock everybody. But it's hard to say what they're going to do. And then it's hard to say, too, how are states going to react to that? Are states going to, give their citizens more rights under their state constitution, which they can do? If the Supreme Court comes back with a decision that they feel is adverse to their citizens. It's hard to say what they're going to do, and then what will that spawn, Because
yeah,
the states respond differently to different laws. It's like the stand your ground issue in the Trayvon Martin case that we were just talking about. and different states have different laws on that. They have a stand your ground law in New Hampshire that's been on the books for a couple of years, but some states don't have them, you know. So, you know, the states will respond to these things as they come down. But today was a surprise for sure.
But this is good to remind people, Mark, I'm right? The federal law trumps state law for the most part, doesn't it? It does, always. So we've had these challenges anyway.
Well, it depends on what the law is that you're looking at. If it's a federal law, then you know, that's the law of the land. You know, the Supreme Court is the final say on that. But if you have a state that wants to increase its citizens' rights, which, you know, in some areas of the law in Massachusetts and New Hampshire, the two states that I practice in, both do that. There are greater rights to privacy and so forth in both states. They can do that. So your federal rights are sort of a floor and not a ceiling.
Yeah. All right, there you go, because a lot of people ask about that. We saw what happened, the challenges in Arizona with the governor, Jan Brewer, there when it came to a piece of a law that she wanted enacted, and then the government went after her for that. Of course, it ultimately had to do with immigration and what was happening in this country in a roundabout way. The case of Edward Snowden, who now is in his transfer area in Moscow. Yeah, right. He's at the airport, but that's not really Moscow. It's okay. He can be there. Of course, the U.S. and extradition laws and all of that. And, you know, supposedly he's got some lawyers around him that Julian Assange from WikiLeaks lent to give him some legal advice, I think, to try to really get
that
him.
He's a battery of lawyers that he can lend out.
Isn't that great? And let's get him, let's huddle around him, and somehow let's get him down to Quito. Let's get him down to Ecuador. But in this case, this is interesting to see international laws and extradition and all that kind of stuff, because, you know, with the countries that we have extradition with, it looks like there are a lot of people that are trying to protect him. And if he does come back, if they do manage to get him back to the United States and they're looking at the Espionage Act, I don't think that goes so well for him. What do you think from a legal perspective?
No, it doesn't go too well for him at all. But that may be his out as far as finding a country that would grant him asylum, because there are countries that will not extradite if somebody is facing capital punishment, potentially, even if it's not actually going to happen to him. But if there's a law that would subject him to potential capital punishment, there are countries that won't extradite. So that may be what he's form shopping for now.
It's interesting. You're there in the New England area, New Hampshire, and you got people like Secretary of State John Kerry defending the NSA program. Everybody and their brother that works for the government suddenly is very defensive about the NSA. But I think on the other side of this, these are people that were very liberal and would never have, when you talk about privacy and Americans and digging into, they never would have been on this side of it. Isn't it amazing how politics changes you?
Because, you know, I mean, right when the thing came out, it was one of the hottest jokes on Twitter and Facebook, is the NSA is reading this, and hey, you know, the NSA told me this. And then after that immediate unpopularity, you know, all the government people are coming out and saying, you know, it's okay, they're doing their job, and don't worry, they're just spying on you, you really need to do it, you know. Don't worry, it's the NSA.
Yeah, don't worry. All right, check them out. Buybuydwi.com. Attorney Mark Stevens. Mark, thanks. So we'll talk to you again soon.
Okay, thank you.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell? Yes? Okay. Can you sell the intangible? If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@gcnlive.com. Again, that's advertise@gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of Better Body Circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
Crossing the stage, I know you can feel the excitement. Shake it up.
America type for this hour anyway. If you want to throw in your 2 cents, just give us a jam. Jump on it now, 855-266-5283, 855-266-KATE, or shoot me an email, americatonight.net. Let's go to Raymond, who's listening to us in the great state of Missouri. Hey, Ray, how are you?
I'm good, Kate. How are you?
I'm excellent. I'm hot, right. But I'm good.
You're hot?
Oh, it's like the desert. It's like in the state of Texas, it's like it's on fire.
You're in a studio. Come on, there's air conditioning.
Yeah, it's okay air conditioning, yeah. A little bit.
Because where I work tonight, there's no air conditioning.
Oh, are you kidding? Oh.
There's a fan. All good. Hey, I was listening to the radio on the way home before you come on. They mm-hmm. were talking about something with the voter registration and reverence and all that at the end of the day, and it's racism because you got to go show a voter's ID
mm-hmm.
down the day.
Yeah, you were talking about the Supreme Court decision. And the 5-4 decision determining now basically that Congress and the executive branch have to decide what to do with the Voter Rights Act, the one provision in it, because what was happening is there were some states where you would have, and jurisdictions where you would any kind of minor change in election procedures would have to be approved by the feds because of the Voter Rights Act of 1965. So now the court basically says, no, you don't have to do that anymore. And they said, you know, there's discrimination. It still exists, but we have come a long way. We can rectify this situation. It's still not the same as it was. And so, therefore, this part, this Section 5, Section 4, is not valid any longer.
Yeah, so we've talked about this before. I told you I lost that one. And I have to show, and I'm a 43-year-old Caucasian male in the United States, and I have to show my ID when I go to vote. When I lost my wallet and went to the DMV, they told me, well, get a Social Security card. And I said, nope, this is my wallet. I learned that lesson the hard way.
Right.
So I went to the Social Security office here in town, and you can't get in the Social Security office unless you got a valid ID, picture ID. So what ended up going down was that I was a 40-year-old white male, U.S. citizen, and I had to write the Social Security Administration so I could get a card, a new card, down so that I could get a valid ID to get. So why is it a problem for anybody else to have an ID?
Well, you and I are in agreement of this, but there are people that would slam us for that. Even Matt pointed out to me, and he's right, other people have said this. What about people who are crippled or are poor, who are just can't get there, can't do that? They don't have people in their lives to help them, and so they get shut out from the process. And then what I would say to that is we have to rectify that then. We seem to be able to find every little piece of metadata about all of us. If the NSA can spy on us and dump all the records, we can't in this country go and poll and find people who need help to do what you did to get some sort of ID. We can't do that.
Well, I don't understand that at all, because
I don't either.
I'm not crippled, but I still have to take off work to go resolve my problems, and I have to go, and I have to search, and I have to prove, and I have to get my ID, and I have to get my Social Security card, I have to do all that.
Yeah.
So, problem. This Sharpton, Reverend Sharpton, or whatever, I love all their rights, love all my rights. When I have to do it, why don't you? But why is it racist? Why is it being discriminatory? I don't understand that at all.
Because they'll say that there are black people that have been prevented from voting, and in the past that was the case. There were problems in our history of that. We know that that's our past history. You know, history is bound to repeat itself if we keep bringing it up and not getting beyond our history. I think that's part of the problem, Ray. We don't move beyond our history. There are a lot of horrendous things that have happened in history, and that's what the Chief Justice is saying. Yes, we don't want to see discrimination. Yes, terrible things happened in the past, but I think we've moved beyond that. See, this is that tug of war. It goes deeper than that. But you're right. I've had to do what you had to do. I had the same thing happen to me. I was in California. I had to frantically get a birth certificate from New Jersey. It was a hassle. I had to take off of work. I had to do it. I had to get it faxed to me. Then I had to have another copy sent to me because then they wouldn't take that copy. So I know. I know what you're saying. But we're able-bodied, too.
I agree and I disagree. If I have to take time out of my life to go and fix that myself, then I think everybody else should. It's reverse discrimination against me.
Mm-hmm.
I have to prove, so why shouldn't anybody else? And with everything that's going on, I think that is the bottom line. If you cannot show a picture ID of yourself, whether you're legal or illegal, or black or white,
right?
you should have to prove it. And if they're gonna force me to do it, they should be able to force everybody else to do it.
Yeah, I'm in the same category as you. You and I get the shakedown. I have that happen. It seems like I am always having to prove that I'm who I am. I know what you mean by that. Why can't we have a system anyway where people who are struggling to get that proof, can we not find a way to get them the proof? Can we not do that? Am I like a cockeyed optimist thinking that that's a possibility? Maybe I am. I've been to poor areas. I've helped people in some of the worst communities in our country. In fact, the worst. I grew up near, you know, a couple towns over, but near Camden, New Jersey. And you want to talk about problems the people in Camden, New Jersey have. I would agree. Some of those people would have problems getting an ID. Why can't we figure out a way to do that?
My whole thing with this is voting is a civic right.
Mm-hmm.
And by making people get an ID, you're kind of making it harder for them to participate in your civic right. Whereas the things you currently need an ID for, like driving or buying cigarettes or alcohol, that kind of thing, those are all more of privileges that you're opting into the system in order to get those privileges. And it's not a right, you know, of your civics in order to vote.
Right, but think about if there's 11 million people in the country illegally, what if those people all vote, but they don't live here? Like you and I gave the example of Spain.
Well, then that's voter fraud, and then they get deported.
That's right. So you think like I do on that. I think that's what should happen. There shouldn't be voter fraud. We need to be able to weed out the people that are doing those kinds of things then. If we are saying, you know, forget the ID thing. You know, it's like and here we go back to Ecuador again. It's like spending time in Ecuador. Interesting thing in Ecuador, everyone in that country is forced to vote, opposite of what we do in our country, the civic right to do it. As Matt says, he's right about that. There, you have to vote. And if you don't vote, they don't let you leave the country and go on shopping expeditions to Miami or go fly to the United States. You have a voter ID card that you carry in your wallet, and you have to prove that you voted in the last election, or they will not let you leave the country. So go figure.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-401.